Friday morning mailbag. Here are the happy little notes from you. Tapping into the curiosity department of the show and the accumulation of all your communications throughout the week via all the texts and tweets and TikToks and DMs and showing up at our studio window.
Hi.
We've had more Australians show up lately. It has been interesting.
It's very odd. Yeah, it's
right
not
here.
Exactly around the bend.
At our doorstep. We always like to look. Is there a Hank FM newsletter? No. There's evidently nothing to promote anywhere.
Mm-mm.
No.
No way.
Nothing going on.
We all know.
I did get this from Kim over in our business department, who again says, I did not send anything out regarding a handbook. Do not open it.
Okay.
Easiest way to get me to not open up an email is say it has something to do with a handbook. And that is mission accomplished, Kim. We love
coming
her.
In, Allison, off the text lines in regard to the newlyweds or future newlyweds and what they're going to be wearing during this entire operation. She says maybe it can get married live on the air wearing jammies in the closet like the cowgirl.
Oh,
then we can upload it as a podcast and call it Promises in the Promo Closet.
Wow.
That's some added value right there.
That didn't come from our social media. Of course it didn't.
That's
an idea. All right.
Has a ring.
Speaking of on that, I've gotten still about a dozen more. What's the date? Do you know the date? Do we have a date?
What's going on? Chop.
Well, we'll effort that. Did get this, though, from across the pond, and it is from our Susie and Scott friends over there in Dublin, Ireland.
Aww.
She did an old-fashioned mailed it in right here. So this came across the pond. It says, congratulations. Nice little card. Congratulations. You're engaged. Wishing
yes.
you luck and love. May the years be many without ever a fight. Remember three simple words. Sweetheart, you're right.
Oh, very nice.
Says Susie. Well
A+.
Done. That's lovely right there. To KBNL, all the best for the future. Scott and Susie there in Ireland. Which, by the way, is the stamp on this letter is Sinead O'Connor.
Oh.
Interesting. Thank you, Susie. We
Very
love you, girl.
Nice.
Appreciate that.
Speaking of which, well, not quite as far as Ireland, but Bobo in Idaho.
Hey,
you know,
Bob.
A man of many musical facets.
Mm-hmm.
Chiming in to ask if I've heard the new Megadeth album.
Oh, well,
I have
that
not.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Also says that a band called L.A. Rats did a metal remake of I've Been Everywhere following your flashback.
Oh,
and
yeah?
He also has a suggestion for your wedding.
Okay.
Kylie Minogue's I Should Be So Lucky should be the wedding song.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I will effort that. That's interesting. I don't know. What, are you the metal? Are you the metalhead on the show?
Apparently, rock out.
Yeah. Rock Block coming up with Lupe in the midday.
Heather Lee.
It's another triple shot weekend on Q92.
Of course. In fact, this kind of sums it up from the 214. Just blatantly said, and this should apply to everything, enough with the changing logos thing.
Yeah.
Because not only Long John Silver's this week jumped on the Cracker Barrel bandwagon, but a couple of days ago we talked about the Texas Tech logo, to which Joey says, hate it. The other one looked way better. And Jody and Danny, the salsa czar, both bring up what I thought initially, too, on the new Red Raiders logo, saying this is the old one, actually. The new one is the old one. Yeah, it is. It's the unbeveled, you know, not it's like two-dimensional. That was the one that they were rocking in the 80s. But anyway, Jody says, this will put Texas Tech in throwback uniforms every game and every sport. And then a couple of washes and we'll be mistaken for Tennessee. Hopefully the colors don't fade.
Tish Flaherty, she says, my husband works for the city of Granbury, drives around all day listening, and heard me mention that, my sister somehow thinks that we're related to Daniel Boone because she's now in her retirement phase and apparently genealogy comes with all this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tisha's husband says he is Daniel Boone's great-great-grandson. So we, too, may be related.
What do you think about that, bro?
Mm-hmm.
I know. That makes you think a lot of things. this comes from Dagwood and Blondie. I like that. 92.1 Hank FM is always on our radio and app wherever we may wander, they say. But for a brief moment in time, sitting down and taking on Little Nature is pretty good, too. Thanks for keeping real country music on the airwaves and app waves.
Yeah.
Dagwood and Blondie. And that also says, I sometimes love silence, but I love Hank FM more. Please check your signal every now and then. Well, that's...
Hello?
Hey, if the engineers don't hear something wrong, we don't either.
Never happened.
That's my new rule.
Oh.
I know.
Yo, folks.
The drama with the Ducks. You knew it was going to come to this, KB.
The Ducks from Cruise Night last week.
The manager has chimed in. Marketing director Bryant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he said he's been in the dark about a lot of this. He had no idea that it was a collection amassed over the years. Is very happy that Jennifer will be keeping them as safe because the Hank van needs to be clean and clutter-free at all times.
I know, I've been saying this for years.
Hopefully the ducks will be found, and this will be the end of Duck Gate. In related news, if you're looking for the Hank van to be perfectly clean, you may be sorely disappointed.
I think this is only the beginning of Duck Gate. This is fun from Brett. Hey, KB, when you say that stuff at the end of your commercials for internet, are you doing that live, or can you do it even faster? He's talking about the disclaimer at the Vive thing here. Can I do it even faster?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, next time it comes up. Okay. Offer ends 12/31/2025. Offer 90 available in our layers. Modem faxes to me, so it'll probably sold. Done.
Love it.
Yeah. A lot of concert pictures from Barbecue James last night. He won his tickets to Keith Urban from Hank. Aaron asked, was that you at the Shaboozy concert last night?
Was it?
Well, duh.
Shaboozy.
Of course it was. We run together.
Harry and Joshua, well, he says that we had several Taylor Swift albums at their last garage sale. He couldn't even give them away, so he donated them to the Goodwill store.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, meanwhile, someone asking some provocative questions on the Jeremy Show.
Oh.
7:18 Monday night.
Yeah.
Do beans belong in chili? We don't...
Did Jeremy respond to that? Because that's
kind
a trap.
Negativity.
That is just like one of those bait posts on Facebook or something to just rope you in. They're asking for that'll end up in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah, we will not be Hank fans divided.
And I wouldn't fight Jeremy. And finally, from Doris the Goat of Will It Float, I'm going to start a game at work today. I'm going to call it When Will They Be On Time? Everybody is always late. Maybe call it When Will the Manager Let Me Fire Them? Well, if you need somebody,
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
She can help you out there, Doris. You help us out with the Friday Morning Mailbag.